Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One bag of carrots, one can of beans at a time, the Greater Boston Food Bank is marking a sobering milestone. Since its founding 32 years ago, the organization has just passed putting a half billion pounds of food into the hands of the needy. The largest hunger relief organization in New England serves 190 communities across eastern Mass. It operates out of a cavernous 117,000-square-foot facility stacked high with food, located right next to the Southeast Expressway in Boston. It's where we met with Food Bank CEO Catherine D'Amato, who talked about the recent uptick in demand.
The demand is always there, and it moves with the economy in terms of what people need. Are they out of work? Have they had a sick child or a sick parent? Have they not been able to get their medications? Are they struggling to just stay in their homes? That's the client that we're serving. Not just the person who's in poverty, but the person who finds themselves working but not able to make it.
We're standing in a warehouse, and right down the whole length here, there are five levels of stacked food.
Think of us as a wholesaler to the hungry, the supplier of product to hundreds and hundreds of organizations that are feeding people on the front lines.
How would you describe the state of hunger in Massachusetts right now?
Shameful. You know, the fact that we have 1 in 9 residents in eastern Massachusetts needing food assistance, 1 in 4 children are at risk of hunger in our Commonwealth, and we're a food secure state, meaning we have more food in this state than many other states might. So it's a problem that's completely solvable. It's completely curable. We know what we need to do, but it's a highly political problem.
What's the profile of the average family in need of your services?
Sure. Poverty for a family of four is about $23,500. Around 50% of who we serve is at 200% of poverty. It's a family of four making about $45,000. There is the person that is homeless that might need services in a variety of ways, public and health services, might find themselves out of work. The other 50% are the individuals who are working, and they're trying to make it work, but they can't.
I think most people might think that if you're earning $45,000 to $50,000 a year, you might be in the middle class.
That dollar just doesn't stretch as far. We have seen a dramatic increase since the recession. So that working family, that working poor concept, that middle class person who has a bad break, doesn't have the depth of being able to sustain themselves, needs our help.
More elderly, more professionals.
We are seeing increased numbers of elders, veterans returning to our country needing assistance, families who can't make it. And when you have federal programs declining, appropriately due to budget reductions and sequestration, then you have less opportunity to go to government support, so you need more private support. So the role of the Greater Boston Food Bank and its network of donors becomes critical in our ability to steady ourselves through this still very difficult time. The need is there. Whether we supply 20% of the need or 80% of the need, it keeps going up. And so we have to do more to help people in whatever way we can, whether it's fresh fruits and vegetables, bringing food to schools, mobile markets, helping veterans, elders. It's a very different time. I grew up in the restaurant business, immigrant parents that were farmers. Food is central to our ability to be in our community. And we used to help each other. That's not the community we live in anymore.
Catherine D'Amato, CEO of the Greater Boston Food Bank.